It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the WEOL Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Each and every Thursday night, we get together at this time to talk high school wrestling here in Lorain County and across Northeast Ohio. Normally, we talk about the weekend past and the weekend coming up, which we will do. But I think this is the first time ever, Sean Bennett, we're going to have an opportunity to talk about wrestling that happened the day of the show. You've been busy already today.
Yeah, I mean, it's still warm, that match. Got to pop over to Avon for the Duel in the School, an event. Apparently, it's becoming pretty popular. They did it last year at Berea Mid Park. This year, they host Berea Mid Park. They're considered the top two teams in the SWC right now. They were undefeated going into this dual meet this afternoon, and they put on a show. I mean, it was 14 weight classes, as you know. Each team won seven, came right down to the final match, and Berea Mid Park pulled it out. 39-32 victory over Avon. Some back-and-forth matches. But just definitely a very, very fun environment. They obviously let all the kids out of school, so it was like considered like a school assembly. The place was packed. It was loud. Every time an Avon kid gets a takedown, it was like my ears started ringing because the cheers were so loud. One of our sponsors, Mike Deanna, was in the crowd. I saw him over there watching the event. So it was definitely a star-studded affair there.
So to steal a phrase from your line of work, hot off the presses. There you go. 6 o'clock Thursday night, and you heard it here on WEOL. So that's very cool.
Well, that doesn't mean that you don't need to pick up a Chronicle tomorrow to read the...
I agree.
I will have a more descriptive version tomorrow, but no, it was a great match. It was a lot of fun. Just a cool, cool event. And I think it's something that they plan on doing going forward, the Southwestern Conference, not just with wrestling, but I hear they're going to try some other indoor sports as well.
Yeah, they are. I had a chance to talk to Casey Wolf, athletic director over at Amherst. We were there Tuesday night for high school basketball, and Casey said they're going to look at this as far as just getting the kids involved, getting the school community there. So I think it's a really cool thing. So sounds like you had a great time this afternoon.
Yeah, and I mean, now that the kids are pumped up, they're out of class. They don't get it. I think probably 80% of that crowd probably never seen a wrestling match before, so they're just the picking up guys and down to the mat, and they're just like, I just hear these huge cheers. And I talked to a few of the wrestlers after, and they were real pumped up about it as well. So a lot of, really good time for all.
Really cool. So again, Duel in the School this afternoon over at Avon with Berea Mid Park and Avon. So there you go. And as Sean said, in all seriousness, read more about tomorrow in the Chronicle Telegram. And then coming up here on the show, the normal type of show that we have, we'll take a look back at last weekend and, of course, things that are coming up this weekend on the mats, and a special guest joining us in the third segment of the show.
Yeah, Josh Walbaum from Fireland's going to join us. Fireland's competing last weekend in probably the biggest event any of our area teams competed in, the Perrysburg Invitational out in Perrysburg, and they'll be in the Maumee Bay, which is probably the biggest event this week. So I don't know why he scheduled back-to-back trips to the Toledo area, but especially with his weather rolling in. But hey, they're going out and finding some tough guys out there.
They're getting some mileage racked up on that bus, no doubt about that. All right, so it's a busy, busy weekly wrestling recap here on WEOL, again brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and our good friends at Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. So stay with us on AM 930 WEOL and Sean online.
WEOL.com.
And we welcome you back. It's our weekly wrestling recap on AM 930 WEOL. Great big thank you to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty, as Sean... Bennett mentioned earlier, Mike Deanna from Century 21 Deanna Family Realty was out watching some wrestling action this afternoon over at Avon, the duel at the school with Avon and Berea Mid-Park. So that's what happened today as far as wrestling is concerned. But Sean Bennett has promised, as always during this segment of the show, kind of take a look back at what happened last weekend as far as wrestling was concerned. I won't say a quiet weekend, but there certainly wasn't a huge amount of tournaments and the like going on.
Yeah, and that's kind of the staple for this time of year. You know, a lot of teams get those early tournaments in, and then they kind of calm down because they start having those midweek this conference duels. I mean, there's a lot of teams wrestling today, not obviously early like Avon and Berea Mid-Park, but this evening they'll be wrestling in conference duels and things like that. So they kind of slow it down on the tournaments, also because it's a time in the, like we said many times, where they work on things and that they learned, you know, that they need to work on in those first few tournaments. And then right around the corner, we've got state duels and conference tournaments and the postseason. All that's coming right up. So
last weekend over at Perrysburg, the Perrysburg Invitational, you mentioned Firelands was over there, as well as the Elyria White team and Lorraine. 35 teams, and Lorraine with a respectable finish, 14th out of 35.
Yeah, you know, good finish there for Lorraine and Firelands as well at 18. You know, good to see this is a great tournament because they have, like I said, a lot of teams there. It's a great environment. We've had the district tournament there multiple times. So it's good for those guys to get out there and kind of scout out some of the schools and the wrestlers in that Toledo area. Elyria White have finished a little bit lower, but you know, they finished well, remember last week at the Columbia Invitational, but they had a few varsity red guys, which would be considered their top varsity team, that had schedule points to burn, and they kind of joined that team. Well, those guys kind of weren't in the lineup this time, so this is more the true second varsity team that was there. And they still had a placer in Ben Dorr, who also is in the varsity red lineup often, too, at the 182 pounds. He plays there as well, but yeah, Lorraine, I mean.
Three placers.
Yeah, Xavier Santiago kind of led all of them, which usually they have their couple of their big guns, Daniel Finley and Brandy Crawford, who are the other two placers. But Xavier Santiago, you know, sophomore, comes in and finishes fourth at 106. And as we mentioned on the Matt report, his only two losses were to highly state-ranked guys. And the other wins he had, he went 3-2, and all three wins he got bonus points.
Right. Daniel Finley, we call him Bubba. Bubba Finley, fifth at 145. Brandy Crawford, sixth at 160.
And obviously no surprise there. Those guys have been, I don't think they have been in a tournament yet where they haven't ended on the podium. So good, you know, strong competitive placements for both of them. Obviously disappointing for Brandy just in the fact that he went into this tournament undefeated, so he did suffer his first loss. I believe it was in the the quarterfinals or semifinals, and then wrestled back to the Concy semis and was injured and had to default out of the tournament at that point, and that's why he finished sixth, because he defaulted his last two matches. So, you know, a little bit disappointing as far as that goes for him, but those guys will, you know, get around. He'll have to mend up there, and that's another great point for this part of the season, get healthy and get ready to go.
And we mentioned Firelands, 18th out of 35, three placers. Peyton Bergdorf, they're outstanding. 120 wrestler, finished third, although the one loss that he had, he did come back and avenge later on.
Yeah, and obviously we'll talk more with Coach Walbaum about it, but yeah, he did lose a 1-0 match to a highly state-ranked guy in Division I in the quarterfinals, battled all the way back through the consolation bracket, met that guy again in the third-place match and won 3-0. And then, you know, a couple guys, Bergdorf's been kind of the name that's been doing most of it for him, but you see Charlie Johnson and Bryce Keown placing, and Bryce Keown is the younger brother of Patrick Keown, who was a really solid wrestler for Firelands a couple years ago. So, yeah, definitely nice to see some more names kind of jumping on the podium, because if you get on the podium in a 35-team event, you've done something special.
There you go. Over at Northwestern, the Husky Invitational. Wellington finished 9th out of 19. The Dukes with 5 placers. And Keystone at 12th out of the 19 teams, and the Wildcats at 3 placers.
And obviously the kind of the spotlight person on this one is Jeremiah McKee at Wellington. He's a freshman, won the championship. championship at 120 pounds. That's his first high school tournament title. He came into the tournament ranked in the state. He was a junior high state placer. Had some rough goes. I saw him kind of wrestle a couple matches at Cobos against some guys that, you know, I thought he might have competed a little better against, and he did not have the result that he wanted. But that's what it's all about. It's a huge jump into high school. I mean, he's wrestling seniors that first weekend, and he's only a freshman. He's only, you know, 14 out of 15 years old, and he's wrestling, you know, 18-year-olds. So definitely came back, and now he's starting to probably feel it because he won that title. Also, a couple another big ones there. Mike Casella, third at 220. Trayton Bowman, fifth at 113. Derek Andelsick, fifth at 126. That's another junior high state qualifier last year, another freshman. We had him on our mat report for one of our pin-down segments.
Yep.
And Gabe Gayhart, sixth at 170. So, yeah, it's nice to see that Wellington is definitely putting a group together, a nice core, and those are young guys to kind of work with to kind of get going rolling for the future.
And a pack mate, I guess you could say, also out of the pack for the Keystone Wildcats, three placers, Nick Hickman, second at 220, Ryan Healy, fourth at 145, and then Luke Moore with a sixth-place finish at heavyweight at 285.
Yeah, and obviously, Nick Hickman, a finalist at this event, again, 19-team field. So getting into the finals in a big event like this, that's something special. So good job for him getting into the finals, and good job for Ryan Healy and Luke Moore for getting on the podiums because, anytime you can do it in a big field, that means you've had to battle through kind of a minefield to try to get there.
Yep. All right. And as far as two other teams that were in action last weekend, both Clearview and Columbia were over at Westlake, but neither team was able to place anybody.
No, it was a dual-team tournament type of deal, so they did not, get the results they wanted. They did not finish, in the top part of that field. But, that's what you're there to get matches and get better, and that's what those guys did this weekend.
All right, we'll take a quick time out when we come back. As Sean Bennett mentioned earlier, we've got the head coach of the Firelands Falcons riding the bus, but he's going to talk on the phone with us. Josh Wolbaum, the head coach over at Firelands, will pay us a visit, and we'll also take a look at what's happening this weekend on the mats. So stay with us. It's our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. It's on WEOL. It's on your phone with the app. Sean, we're online.
At WEOL.com.
And we welcome you back. It's our weekly wrestling update brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. You'll read all about wrestling with Sean Bennett, providing all the details in the CT week in and week out. And as promised, yes, we're going to talk to a coach on a bus. Sean, this is a show full of firsts. We mentioned earlier this is the first time we actually had results from a Thursday afternoon wrestling meet on the show. And now I think this is the first time we've ever dialed up a coach as they're on the bus heading to a meet.
Well, I told you, this is the time of the year where they're doing these conference duels. So these guys got to get out there. They're on the road today. Fireland's on the way to for a big pack duel, I believe, tonight.
Well, let's talk to Josh Wolbaum, the head wrestling coach over at Firelands. Coach, how's the bus ride going? Where are you on the mile marker on the Ohio Turnpike?
Oh, gosh. 480.
Oh, 480.
By Lorraine Road, and it's as to be expected, bumpy ride. So, we all know how enjoyable those are.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time as you make that bus ride. Hey, before we talk about where you're heading to and what's going on as far as Firelands, a quick look back to last week's Perrysburg Invitational. Very respectable finish for your wrestling team, 18th out of 35. But three placers, kind of take our listeners through that as far as how your team performed at Perrysburg.
Yeah, so it was interesting because when I talked to you guys at the beginning of the year at the Brew Kettle, I actually, not intentionally kind of pointed to that tournament as being a good measuring stick to see where we're at. I was highly impressed, with how we finished because, we're coming in with, we have two seniors, two juniors this year. Everybody else is freshmen and sophomores. Everybody that placed at the Perrysburg tournament last year, with the exception of Peyton Bergdorf, graduated. We finished there 14th last year, and we have seven district qualifiers on our team. So we were only four spots behind that as a team in 18th with three placers. I mean, like, I was absolutely thrilled with how the team performed. Almost every kid got a couple wins. Should have had another placer or two. Things just didn't go our way, but I mean, it was a fantastic weekend for us.
Hey, Coach, obviously we talked about Peyton Bergdorf on the Matt Report. He suffered his first season loss in the quarterfinals, but battled his way back and got that kid again in his third-place match and avenged that loss. Thinking back to your days as a wrestler, how much did you immediately want to get back and wrestle a guy that beat you to try to get that avenge loss?
Well, I don't know if you want to say it's a fortunate or unfortunate thing, but like when you lose to somebody and having an opportunity to wrestle them again, you know what I mean? Because obviously it's unfortunate that you lost, but then, you know, you want to be fortunate enough to have another chance at it. So it's kind of like a catch-22, so to speak. But, I mean, as myself as a wrestler, I actually had a very similar situation as a senior, losing to a kid twice and then getting him at districts was where I ended up beating him at, where it really mattered. But it's a motivator. And, you know, for a kid that didn't lose a match the entire regular season last year, looked like he was well on his way to doing it again this year. You know what I mean? It was a little bit of adversity. And I think it's important to have that before, the end of the season tournaments and stuff. And, you know, he rose up to the occasion. So it worked out well.
Obviously, mental edge too. Obviously, if you lose to somebody and you can come back and beat them real quick, that's big. But Peyton, I mean, he does. I don't know if he even needs that. He seems to be one of the more mentally tough kids in our area.
Oh yeah, for sure. He's rarely fazed by anything. I think maybe weight cutting might be the one thing, but I think most wrestlers might probably agree that that's probably the biggest thorn in their side when it comes to the wrestling season. But yeah, he's not fazed by his opponents. He's a gamer, you know. He likes to go out there and wrestle the best and beat him. That's what he does. He's done all year.
Is weight cutting like a big issue for him? Because he wrestled at 106 his first 2 years, and he's up two weight classes. Is he put on that much of a growth spurt that 120 is even difficult at all?
Yeah, he has. It actually happened like midway through the season last year. Things started to get real difficult for us. We were fortunate. We were able to get him down to the scratch weight. But it started to get real challenging last year. And then, you know, we were lifting and doing freestyle and Greco in the off season, you know, and he's just getting bigger, getting taller. You know, next thing you know, he's about up to 134 pounds. So it started off a little bit rough, I think, but then we tweaked the diet a little bit and it's kind of been like smooth sailing from there. He hasn't had any trouble last few weeks, so it's been okay.
That's interesting. Again, we're talking with Josh Walbaum, head wrestling coach at Firelands High School.
Hey, Coach, till just recently, the Perrysburg Invitational and the Maumee Bay Classic were run on the same weekend, so teams kind of had to choose. They obviously have changed that so they go in consecutive weeks, but still most teams don't want to make that trip out to Toledo 2 weeks in a row. You guys are doing that. You obviously are getting a great test in both these tournaments. Was that kind of the idea? You know, the travel isn't great, but at the same time, it's great to get that competition.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I kind of try to preach it in the room as much as possible about, you know, kind of going through this type of a grind at this point during the season, so we can learn our lessons now and then address them, you know, through the conference duels and everything like that when the schedule kind of dies down a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, like, traveling's not an issue, you know, in terms of getting these guys the matches that they need, you know, to kind of improve. Like, you know, we're willing to do whatever we got to do to make that happen. And Maumee Bay, like, I guess maybe just last year, it just really took off. It's kind of like one of the more premier tournaments. It's real deep. So we're going to get another good test. Or I guess the one last final test probably before we get the districts.
Are you getting any kind of hotel deals for the back-to-back weekends? Or
No, but the deal that we are getting isn't a great one, and that looks like we're about to get hit with like a stinking blizzard for the second straight week, so I'm not really thrilled about that.
Me neither.
That's the only kind of deal we're getting, and it's not a good one.
Yeah, well, I'm driving out there and coming back on Saturday, so I'm getting the worst of it, I think. Friday, at least, hopefully it'll be all right.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Josh, we talked a little bit about Peyton, but you mentioned earlier in the interview, boy, some young wrestlers on this team. Take a moment or so and just talk about some of those younger guys who have really progressed as this season has gone along.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, all of them have. You know, as far as the ones that have kind of made noise in these bigger events that we've gone to, Corey Newark, a freshman, he's done real well. He was one that he was pretty much set up perfectly to place also at Perrysburg. He didn't quite get there, you know, but he just made a couple, like, I guess we'd call freshman mistakes. But, you know, he's got a good winning record on the season, considering where we've been and who we've faced. Highly impressive weight class below Peyton at 113. Caden Doman, also a freshman. He's been pretty impressive this year. He's been a little bit banged up. He had a nice tournament at Perrysburg as well. The two other guys that placed were actually upperclassmen. But, I mean, you know, last year that I believe they might have went 0-2 at Perrysburg. Charlie Yontz, our 138-pounder. I think he lost his first-round match to the kid from Perrysburg, Blake Sato, who's really high-ranked in the state. And then he rattled off, like, four or five straight wins. Like, just battled right back through the consolation bracket. And it was crazy. Awesome performance out of him. And then Bryce Cowan, he's our 160-pounder junior. He didn't wrestle last year, and he shows up this year, and he goes out and, you know, wins his first two matches at Perrysburg. The second one was against a kid from Wauseon. So, you know, that school being what it is, that's a tough lineup top to bottom. So, I mean, that was a highly impressive win. And he just did the same thing. He just found his way through, you know, found his way through to the podium and kept fighting. So it was a great experience. Yeah, like, the young guys are really taking off. It's a lot of fun.
Coach, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us as you're on the bus here this evening. So, again, congratulations on the very respectable performance last weekend over at the Perrysburg Invitational, and best of luck this weekend. As Sean said, boy, back-to-back, but you're going to find out what you have here by the time the weekend's over.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to the experience.
Thanks, Josh. We appreciate you stopping in.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
All right. Thanks.
Josh Walbaum, the head wrestling coach over at Firelands High School. And as we said, there's a first time for everything, talking to a coach while they're on the bus. A lot of teams are going to be on the bus this weekend.
Yeah, everybody's kind of getting the action in, getting ready. And that's what you want to do. They really start ramping up. This is the weekend where I consider the ramp up to the big finale there.
Well, who else is going out to the Maumee Bay Classic?
Well, obviously, Elyria is there. They switched over last year to the Maumee Bay Classic from the Bill Dees, which is another huge tournament at Akron Firestone. But Elyria, Firelands are joined by Amherst and Vermillion. So we got four county schools out there, Maumee Banners. I don't know how many, but I'm betting even more than there was at Perrysburg. So we're talking anywhere between 40, 60 teams, something like that. It's a huge event.
Wow. The Terry Monroe Invitational at Western Reserve on Friday and Saturday. That'll feature Brookside, Clearview, and Elyria White. So Elyria White will be at the Terry Monroe Invitational. And then you mentioned the Bill Dees down at Akron Firestone. Avon and Midview will be heading there.
Yeah, two of our bigger name programs, Avon and Midview, taking some real high-level talented kids out to Bill Dees. I've covered that event as well. Both, it's kind of awful that Bill Dees and Maumee Bay are on the same weekend, because I would love to be at both of those events. But they're both high-end events. So unfortunately, Bill Dees got canceled last year because of weather, so Elyria was feeling pretty lucky that they had made that year to kind of switch over to Maumee Bay. So that's a big event as well.
Lorraine will be competing at the gold medal duels. That's going to be held at Napoleon on Friday and Saturday. Black River at the Orville Super Duels, and that'll be on Friday and Saturday as well. And Avon Lake also heading west.
Yeah, and obviously a couple big of those duels. These duels tournaments are becoming so popular because, again, they're great ways to get a bunch of kids' matches, whether the kids are great or not. They get in there and they get a lot of experience, so the teams go in there, so good for them. Avon Lake in a one-day tournament, probably our only one-day tournament this weekend, is at the Dale Carroll Invitational at Clyde. And then, obviously, the wrap-up is probably one of my favorite tournaments again, the Catholic Invitational Tournament, the CIT. Elyria Catholic is really our only team that competes in that every year. They've hosted it in the past, going out to Toledo St. John's for the second time this year. They were in that Toledo St. John's tournament earlier in the season. So, and it's always held on Saturday and Sunday. It's probably one of the few wrestling events held on Sunday. I think Beast of the East was held on Sunday as well this year, but very rare, but definitely a cool, cool tournament if you happen to get a chance to see that.
That CIT tournament is a master tournament, massive. That's big.
Yeah, they have to actually split it in between big schools and small schools because so many Catholic schools get into it, and it's a lot of good, talented kids.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Huge thank you to Josh Walbaum, the head wrestling coach at Firelands, for joining us on their bus ride. Josh, we do appreciate it. Be safe in your travels. Sean Bennett, as always, great big thank you to you. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. And as Sean Bennett alluded to a couple of times during the radio show tonight, don't forget about the video, the Matt Report. You can catch that on WEOL's website, the Chronicles, our Facebook pages, and all that good stuff. So the Matt Report as well. This is Tim Elkhorn saying once again, thank you very much for listening. And so long, everybody.